KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start with news just in. A man has been shot and killed in what appears to have been a home invasion in Chatsworth. Medics say the man, who was in his 40s, died at the Silver Glen Drive property early this morning. It's believed several other family members, including children, were left traumatized after the assault. LS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says another man was wounded.
A second man, believed to be in his 60s, had sustained a gunshot wound to his lower body and was in a critical condition. Advanced life support paramedics worked to stabilize the man on scene before rushing him to a nearby hospital.
In your national headlines, America's top diplomats just announced he won't be attending the upcoming G20 summit in Johannesburg. South Africa, which currently holds the G20 presidency, is scheduled to host foreign ministers for meetings later this month. In a message on X this morning, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said he won't be attending the gathering, echoing President Donald Trump's recent remarks over alleged rights violations and land confiscations here. Now, we've also got our ears on the ground in Cape Town, where President Cyril Ramaphosa will deliver his first State of the Nation address today under the Government of National Unity. The address is scheduled to get underway at 7. Our reporter Anastasi Mokubo is there.
Ramaphosa's address comes amid heightened geopolitical tensions, which have not spared South Africa. The country recently made global headlines after US President Donald Trump claimed that South Africa was confiscating land and treating what he called certain classes of people very badly. While the government dismissed his claims, Ramaphosa may use his address to further clarify the country's land reform policies. The speech also comes as the nation mourns 14 soldiers killed in the conflict in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo more than a week ago. Beyond these pressing issues, Ramaphosa is expected to focus on the economic growth and the government's plan to bring down the unemployment rate. Anastasi Mokgobo, Cape Town.
And Human Rights Watch has warned displacing Palestinians would be a moral abomination after Donald Trump suggested a potential U.S. takeover of the Gaza Strip. The president believes Gazans should relocate and outline plans for the U.S. to create what he's calling the Riviera of the Middle East in the war-torn strip. The remarks come at a critical juncture for the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The U.K. and EU have rejected Trump's suggestion, emphasizing the need for a two-state solution. Mustafa Barghouti, co-founder of the Palestinian National Initiative, says the idea is absurd.
Will Americans in New York accept to be transferred to Afghanistan? Of course not. No Palestinian would ever accept that. Everybody in Palestine is totally and completely against that. And not only that, all the Arab countries are against it.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says it's consistent with the administration's America First agenda.
The president has not committed to putting boots on the ground in Gaza. He has also said that the United States is not going to pay for the rebuilding of Gaza. His administration is going to work with our partners in the region to reconstruct this region.
Got rain across the province with a high of 25 degrees in Durban, Richards Bay 28, Maritzburg 22. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Arsenal have been knocked out of the League Cup. Orlando Pirates, they've made it back-to-back wins in the Betway Premiership. And Hollywood Bets all-rounder Ethan Bosch named in the Proteas squad to play in the Tri-Series against Pakistan and New Zealand.